Hi, I'm Kath Howdland. I'm directing Cinderella, which is the English Comedy Club's panto this coming January. It's a classic fairy tale, and it's one of the most popular pantos.
Hey, scissors! You're invited!
Really? How
exciting! Yeah, it's going to be great, and scissors is going to look awesome!
No, Cinder Smelly doesn't even have an outfit!
Pantomime is a traditional form of English theatre. It typically describes a classic fairy tale or a folk tale, but it does so in a very stylized way. You always have blokes in frocks. You always have a girl dressed as a guy. You always have a fairy godmother or a magical element, and the audience are always encouraged to cheer the goodies. But also you have her evil stepmother, who turns into a proper classic panto baddie. And of course the audience are encouraged to boo and hiss. The kids are encouraged not to be quiet, but to really join in.
Stop stuttering, boy! When I was a lad, I never stuttered. I was too busy conquering things and shooting elephants in my pyjamas.
And what the elephants doing in my pyjamas, I'll never know.
Well, the joy of panto is that you end up with jokes for all the family. So whilst the tiny kids are laughing at somebody falling over on a banana skin, the grown-ups in the audience are laughing at a joke which goes completely over the children's heads. And sometimes those jokes are very rude, sometimes they are political, sometimes they have pop culture references. No matter what age you are in the audience, you'll always find something to laugh at. We have a glorious cast. They are super funny. And that goes for really everybody, from the tiniest kids in the kids' chorus to the more experienced actors who are the principal parts.
Yes, by the time Charming arrives, I shall be a widow.
A widow? But he'll see right through you.
We have an amazing team of scriptwriters. So the jokes in the panto are crafted by five or six people writing the script. Plus, during the rehearsals, the cast will always say, hey, how about this? Let's add in a joke here. And that's partly because you can always improve a script. A panto script is a dynamic thing, and it's something which grows and grows as the rehearsals go forward. But also, you will always have political jokes in a panto, and some of the biggest laughs are political satire laughs, but those have to be super relevant. I've been writing jokes more or less on the evening of a show in order to get those extra laughs, because you do get a huge reaction from the audience, which is very, very nice.